Administrators Association.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Co-signing is stupid. You're going to get yourself in a mess. When I co-signed, you know what I was? Stupid. When somebody co-signed for me, you know what they were? Stupid. So just some of you that are out there and you're still sweet and young and innocent and stupid, and you think you can co-sign and somebody's going to pay it. Oh, he's my brother. He'll keep his word. You're stupid. Co-signing's stupid. Hope I haven't been unclear.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO. Your free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It is a TGIF, just a little after 9 o'clock. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. And joining us on the phone is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone there?
We're fine.
We're doing pretty good.
We're fine. How's everybody in your world?
Great. We're all great. Okay. I wish the sun was shining.
What's that?
Yeah. We've not had much sun this week, have we?
Is there a thing called the sun?
Well, Wednesday we had it for about every bit of 20 minutes after
dinner. Yes. So everything's going really well.
Good.
Excited. This will start my first full year. So how exciting is that?
Okay.
I made it through the past 10 months. You know, we made some decisions that were tough. We made really good decisions. Of course, we all were fighting through the COVID and still are, but it's been an exciting time.
What is the most important decision you thought of that you're the most proud of?
That I'm most proud of? I think the thing that I'm probably most proud of is getting ready to build the police department. That was a challenge. We had some things we had to work through, and I'm really excited about that. That's something that, you know, has kind of been on hold or, you know, not decided on for a couple of years now. And so I was so excited to do that. And of course, could not have done that without my chief. He's been very good and very diligent in getting things worked out for that.
So as far as this year's concerned, how important is Prairie Creek Park in your mind to the success and, you know, the thing of this community?
I think it's very important. It's something, you know, that's been in the process of being built. We're still having some things that we're finishing up. So I'm hoping by spring, everything will be absolutely ready to go. My hope is that some of the COVID restrictions will loosen up so that we'll be able to have activities there. I know we're in the planning stages of what we're going to bring in as far as entertainment. And, of course, we'll have the splash pad. We have the playground, an event center. I think there's a lot that's going to happen this year.
I hate to bring this up, but I guess I'll ask this question. How many plans that you just brought up yourself is that, you know, if COVID situation doesn't relent, how are you guys going to handle that?
I think we're just going to have to limit activities to what, you know, where we can control the attendance and how that's handled. And, you know, I'm really hoping that doesn't happen. I'm hoping we're able to have some concerts, some entertainment. I think the people in the community are ready for that. We've all been through a lot in the past few months, and I think we're ready for new events, new activities. So my hope is that we'll still be able to have the entertainment. We'll still be able to have the park open, just like the other parks have remained open. Of course, unless, you know, they restrict it more, like we had to before, closed down the playgrounds. But right now, I think people will use it as a green space as well. I'm hoping people come there, they eat their lunch, they walk around, they just, you know, just enjoy the park, even without the entertainment.
Oh, gosh, I just lost my train of thought there for a second. I had something specific. Now I'm getting, it shows I'm getting old. Getting old and forgetful, so. I know what I want to ask you. How soon are you guys going to start working, really get serious about, I know you have been serious, but you haven't been able to. How serious are you going to get about the pool at TPA Park?
Probably in the spring, I'm going to say maybe April, May, maybe we'll have a chance to bring it back up. Of course, you know, like I've said in the past, it's the funding that's the concern. You know, because we'll have to pay bonds back, and we want to make sure that we're going to be financially able to do that. We don't want to get ourselves in a bind where we're not going to be able to pay the bonds. So I look for us to look at that again, maybe April or so. Hopefully, we'll be able to move forward on it. Maybe we'll get better projections on our income by then, the revenues. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
It's
very important.
Yeah, it is. Very, it is. How big an item is I-65 for you guys? I know it's more of a county thing, but it also, you know, it should be very beneficial for you guys as well.
Absolutely. It will be very beneficial for the city of Frankfort. Of course, our portion of the annexation, they will not come in until 2024. We start providing services in 2025. But I think it's so important for economic growth. I mean, it's something we've got to do, you know, for the city of Frankfort. We need to grow, and we need to continue to work with the county and see that things expand out that way.
How big of a deal is housing going to be for you guys to get to help get 65 going?
Housing is very important, and I know it's very important to the different industries that want to come in. That's one of the first things they want to know. Of course, they want to know about, do we have people, you know, that they could employ along with housing. We're working on that. That's a top priority for me. I'm working with Don Stock and Building Services. We've got some things coming up that we're excited about. We've got to increase our housing. As you all know, you put a house on the market in the morning, it's usually gone by evening. So it's something that's very important.
So, okay. Anything else big that you can talk about yet that you probably know is coming down the line here?
I can't think of anything that's coming down the line. Of course, we have the fire and ice that's coming up. And I think the big thing right now is I just hope that the community can stay positive through all that we're going through. I think the COVID vaccination is going to be good. You know, that's going to help us as we move forward. I encourage everyone to continue to support our small businesses, our restaurants, our retail businesses. I want us to stay strong as a community and to care about each other.
How would be, in your mind, how would be, besides just going and supporting, how would be other ways to help support those things you just talked about?
As far as the businesses?
Yep.
Yeah. I think, you know, like I said, go support them by eating at the restaurants, purchasing items from there. I think they need to know that we care. You know, we don't want to lose anymore. We don't want to lose any businesses. We don't want to lose any restaurants. So let's get out. Let's support them. Let's let them know that we care and that they're an important part of our community.
Okay. Anything coming up we need to be aware of besides fire and ice that would be worth mentioning?
I can't think of anything right now. As the weather gets warmer, we get past winter. Hopefully this will be all we have in winter. What do you think? No snow.
I think next week doesn't look real good.
I think we got some more coming in February, I think.
What, though? I am ready for the sunshine in Prairie Creek Park. That's what I'm ready for.
You and me both. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
I know.
And get some outside activities.
Yes.
You know, let's get people out and, get to the parks and let's get out and do fun things.
Fresh air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, there's some brightness outside right now. I'm not sure what that
is. The sun is trying
to come
out.
I'm not sure what that object is out there.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
It may pop out here yet.
Yeah, that's true. Judy, anything else we need to bring up or talk about before I let you go?
Can't think of anything right now. Do you guys have anything for me?
No, I think we're good. I think I'm all talked out.
Okay. And as always, thank you guys for having me on here. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Not a problem. Okay.
We appreciate your time too, Judy. Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets on Wylo's Party Line. Ken and I welcome your phone calls. We've got about a little over 20 minutes to take your phone calls at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. We got open date Monday, it says here, Ken?
No, we have 180 group will be.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, I mentioned it to you yesterday.
All right. So that's the 180, the men's
recovery center.
Yes. So, you know, that really had a lot of momentum about 2 years ago, and then something happened. Maybe they had some funding issues or something, and then COVID, and it seems like it just was, I didn't hear anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where they're at with that or what the status is?
I don't know exactly where everything's at right now.
Well, I guess we'll find out Monday.
Yeah.
Who's coming in? Do you know?
Larry Glass and Paul Fry.
Okay. Of course, we'll have them on the phone, not in.
Right.
Well, it'll be good to talk to Paul Fry, too. I haven't spoke with him for quite a while, so that'll be cool. Next week on our Leading with 2020 Vision, Shan Sheridan in the official air chair on the phone Monday, Adam Shanks and Judy Sheets next Wednesday, and then Anita Stewart with United Way next Thursday, and Karen Gregerson a week from today to wrap up that week on Friday. For our 2020 vision with Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and WILO. And speaking of the chamber, we have a new e-factor, which will be coming your way at 9:30 this morning here on WILO. And just a reminder that we've got all kinds of weekend fun for you, including a couple basketball games tonight at 6 and 7:30 for boys and girls action. Then tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8:30, the legislative breakfast on HoosierlandTV.com. You don't have to do anything except for brew the coffee. Just pull up your browser on your phone or your tablet or your computer or laptop or desktop and just punch in HoosierlandTV.com, and you'll see everyone participating in the Zoom virtual legislative breakfast. We'll have that for you tomorrow morning at 8:30. There's something else, Ken, that I haven't promoted much, and I think I mentioned in passing to you. But tomorrow morning we're going to start a new program here on WILO.
Yes, you have.
And it's between 10 and noon.
Okay.
What we're doing is kind of taking away the Super 60s on Saturday with Todd Berryman. Now, he really enjoyed that shift. He loved that 2 hours where he could tell stories about some of these deeper oldie cuts. But as I was looking around, and Todd's accepted a few more responsibilities and stuff, he would still find time to do it if I asked him. But we're going to just replace that with a one-hit wonders show. Now, the first hour is supposed to be one-hit wonders from a specific year. And then the second hour is going to be one-hit wonders from like a specific week. And 1 hour is one, 1 hour is the other. We're going to have that from 10 till noon every Saturday morning on WILO. Then, of course, Rich Appel, noon to 3. And we will get back into basketball action tomorrow night as Frankfurt travels to Rossville. 7:30 tip-off for that with Don and Carl tomorrow night on WILO. And then after the game, which will probably be around 9 or just a hair after, Bill Gant with WILO Saturday Night, where we turn off the amps and crank it up with a little stiffer rock music for your Saturday evening. A lot of people enjoy that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We got open phones. Still your chance to sound off if you'd like to. Give Ken and I a call, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office at 1748 East Wabash Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Do you think health insurance is necessary for someone that's young and healthy? Yes, Katie, it's called an accident. It's called you're walking down the stairs, fall, and break both your arms. It's called you're walking across the street, and someone's riding a bicycle and runs into you. Your high heel catches in a grate and breaks your ankle. Yes, you get health insurance. Disease and illness is not the only thing that causes you to have a problem.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO. When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's see if this works here, Ken. Something happened during the commercial break. Oh, it did work. It actually stopped. But the computer kind of locked up on me during the commercial break. Not locked up to where it quit working, but I have no control over it now as my mouse has disappeared. I guess I'm going to give it 10 minutes to see if it'll wake up. We get the wheel of death here, you know, as we affectionately call it sometimes, mm-hmm. as it just spins and spins and spins. So at this point, I have no way to play the close. I can't start the next element. I can't do anything. So it'll be an ugly ending, but we'll try to clean it up in post-production, we call it, yeah. All right? All right. Couple things that I had noticed last night, just felt compelled to say and share. I find it crazy how the internet can eliminate conspiracy theories, facts. They can delete, they can edit, they can ban for life anyone, not just President Trump, but anyone. All this, censor, block, delete, all the conspiracy theories, even facts are being deleted, regardless of what you think or about it. Facts are being deleted from the internet. So, how come we can't eliminate child porn? You know? I mean, that's the question I've got. And I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm asking a legitimate question.
Well, the easy answer is that there's a lot of money in that.
You know what? That's exactly right. That is one of the hurdles.
And like it or not, it's going to be there for that reason and for anybody, you know.
As long as there's a demand, right?
That's right. There always will be that demand for either, you know, for either one. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'd also like to, you know, they've got pretty good, or so they say, at contact tracing with those who have had COVID or been around someone with COVID. But we need to trace people who abduct and molest kids also.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, we
should probably tighten things down on that. So if we're going to use the internet for, you know, taking away our free speech and getting all trampling all over our rights, let's go ahead and take it one step further and take care of some child molesters and predators and stuff.
Be careful. Take away the internet next, and then where will we be?
Well, maybe in a better place.
I might disagree with you on that, but, you know.
The other thing was, for the last, again, you and I, you know, we speak pretty real here.
Yeah.
But it just seems like the liberal narrative of whatever is happening this week, if it fits their narrative, boy, they're all behind it. But the contradictions just keep coming, particularly for the last couple of years. If you're a Trump supporter, you've pretty much been labeled a white supremacist racist.
Yeah, you have been.
If you're Trump, you've been labeled a white supremacist racist.
Yep.
If you're the police, you've been labeled a white supremacist racist. If you're the FBI, you've been labeled a white supremacist racist. All of these tracking each other, right? The liberals are screaming all of these groups are white supremacist racists, except when they need it to fit their narrative. So it seems like white supremacists stormed the Capitol to overthrow the white supremacist government, but were stopped by the white supremacist police force and are now being tracked down by the white supremacist FBI. I'm confused, Ken.
I don't worry about it.
Man. Just, you know, just stand for something, please. Pick a side. If you want to go down the middle, that's okay, too, if that's your nature. But it's got to be consistent, man. It cannot be this.
The thing of it is, though,
when it works for you.
The thing of it is, you're better off going down the middle, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you start going one way or the other, you're going to get royally ripped. I don't give a damn
what
you say or what you do.
The middle ground is okay, but keep it consistent.
Well, I usually do.
Yeah.
Try to.
Yeah. Well, that's just a couple thoughts I wanted to share.
This. See, I don't even worry about those kind of thoughts.
I know. But I just... My brain processed that last night, and I felt compelled to share. A couple sporting events rescheduled due to COVID-19. The Pacers game in Phoenix postponed. Indiana's game at Michigan State that was scheduled for Sunday is also postponed. They say they're going to work with the Big Ten to reschedule the game. I saw that late yesterday, Ken, that they had done that. Now, Indiana, I think, is 8-7 on the season. Michigan State's in the top 5 or 10, aren't they?
No, I don't think they're that good.
Are they not?
No,
okay.
They've fallen off a little bit.
I was thinking they were considerably better than IU,
much. They are, but the thing of it is that they have, you know, they have not quite lived up to their preseason billing.
Right. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let's see. There were a couple more I wanted to share here with peeps today. Gosh, we've been talking about it all week. Can we might as well squeeze it in here on Friday? Millions of Americans dreaming big while buying Mega Millions and Powerball tickets for this weekend. The two national lotteries are worth nearly $1.2 billion combined. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is $750 million. The cash option, $550 million. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is estimated at $640 million with a cash option of $478 million. So either way, you come out all right, I think. At least for a few years, though, right? We all know that money can be spent.
As I've said before, I'll say this again. If you can't live on that, you don't deserve it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Really don't.
If you can't make it for the rest of your life on that.
I'm sorry. You just, yeah.
Now, TLC used to have this really a good program. It was a half-hour program. It was called Lottery Changed My Life. Mm-hmm. And they would follow over a half hour, you know, two or three people who have won a state or national lottery. And, you know, they may be down on their luck. They may be homeless. They may be, you know, rich, poor, whatever. But it was amazing the people who would win millions, millions, and gazillions of dollars. By gosh, they found a way to blow it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember two or three guys in particular. And I think one guy even had won it twice. He won some kind of lottery, big lottery win twice.
Those people don't know how to shut off the faucet.
Man, that's a gambling problem.
Yeah.
That's not just, you know, having a little fun with a scratch off around Christmas. Well, today, Strawberry Ice Cream Day, first served in 1813 at the second inauguration of President James Madison. If you guess that strawberry ice cream is America's favorite flavor, you're wrong.
Yep.
It's not even second or third, which was surprising to me. After vanilla, chocolate, and even mint chocolate chips, strawberry is eighth place, Ken.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat.
Try not to.
Didn't you have a toboggan you wore a couple winters ago for a day or two? Okay.
Nope.
Now, I like hats. I kind of collect hats, but I don't wear them very often.
Well, I could say something, but I won't.
I know. My dad told me growing up, if you keep wearing a hat, Kevin Lee, you're going to lose your hair.
Yep.
And I wore a hat until I was 18, and he was right.
Yep.
But today is National Hat Day. Whether you're wearing for safety or religion, or just because you're bald. hats are one of the most common accessories on the planet. Hat making is called millinery, which comes from the Italian city of Milan, where the world's best hats were once made, they say, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just go to a mall and go into a Lids, right?
Yep.
All right, so again, my computer locked up on me here. This is going to be ugly. Thank you, Ken, by the way. Have a great weekend.
No problem.
And we're going to figure it out together here. I'm going to see if we can't do something here. I apologize. But you know what? It's Friday. We've got the weekend in the window here for us. So just a reminder that we're going to have the E-Factor for you in just a couple short minutes. And we'll have a replay back here at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Ken and I will see you back here Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.